There's a national storyline that's told about parts of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, and it goes like this. As the steel and coal industries fade, small towns here are literally dying out. Young people move away because of a lack of jobs. But for the past 20 years, some entrepreneurs have been quietly working on a different narrative, one that harnesses the area's natural beauty to build the economy. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports that their slow climb is starting to bear real economic fruit.
About 10 years ago, after a long career in computer sales, Rod Darby was downsized and out of work.
And I got angry about that, so I thought I'm never going to work for somebody else again, so I'm going to go start my own business.
As he researched what that business would be, he started noticing a lot of activity around the Great Allegheny Passage, a 150-mile bike trail along an old rail line connecting Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland. Construction was still in progress then, but it's since been completed. Darby wrote up a business plan to open a bar and restaurant along the trail in West Newton. It's about 30 miles south of Pittsburgh. He shopped the idea around.
I went to a large bank. They said, nope, that's not what we do. Went to a medium-sized bank. Hey, great plan. That's not what we do. Went to a small bank. Great plan. We're not sure about this trail.
Then he went to a community development program called the Progress Fund.
And they said, this is exactly what we do. And they've been a fantastic partner for me since we started.
David Cayley, co-founder of the Progress Fund, saw a need to support tourism in the region 20 years ago.
So we started basically a nonprofit bank and started making loans to small businesses.
Funded by a variety of state and federal agencies, private foundations, and commercial banks, they initially invested in nearby Ohiopyle, financing a whitewater rafting facility, a bed and breakfast, and other tourism projects. Today, it's bustling with cyclists, hikers, and rafters spending money to eat, shop, and stay overnight. Cayley wanted to try something similar in West Newton, which is only a 34-mile bike ride from Pittsburgh. Then Rod Darby walked in the door.
Rod became one of the first people outside of Ohiopyle to start investing in the other little towns. So when he approached and said, I want to do something here, we were jumping for joy.
Today, Darby's Trailside Restaurant serves pub food, boasts a full bar, and a takeout beer shop.
Any particular flavor, Dave?
28 people work here, 16 full-time. And Darby says business is hopping.
People ask me all the time, does that trail help you out? And I said, the trail's the reason I'm here.
The Progress Fund's David Cayley walks just a few feet from the restaurant onto that bike trail that runs along the river.
We have all these nifty signs so you don't get lost.
The fund invested in pizza and fast food restaurants here, a kayak shop, and the renovation of a bed and breakfast.
Well, we have 9 loans that we've done in West Newton, and it's really that kind of level of investment's changing West Newton's future around tourism. Why 9 loans here? Well, that Great Allegheny Passage is a huge economic opportunity.
Based on studies and surveys over 17 years, the Progress Fund estimates nearly 1 million people use the Gap Trail each year. And according to the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, it generates more than $40 million in revenue annually. As the steel and coal industries have declined, Cayley says West Newton and other towns in the region have faced years of disinvestment. He says the Progress Fund is trying to help them see what they do have to offer.
The resource here is the landscape and all the recreational opportunities. So it is a fully invested economic development program, but it's one that relies on the environmental aspects or environmental qualities of the community rather than being the extractive industry.
Walking down the trail, the tracks are gone, but the old train station has been renovated into a new visitor center.
Hey, wake up.
Who's here? Hi.
Hi.
The Bright Morning Bed and Breakfast is just a few steps away. Mary Lou Randulik and her husband have renovated a series of late Victorian-era homes conveniently located for cyclists.
Common area, living room, kitchen.
She walks me to an outdoor patio that looks almost like it could become a restaurant. They even have a liquor license.
So we're walking from one B&B to the next.
It's like a campus.
When they first moved in, Randulik says the nearby train station was still dilapidated. This was literally considered the wrong side of the rail tracks when she was growing up across the river in West Newton.
When I bought the first one and I moved in, I remember thinking, what did I do? I bought a house in the place in town where nobody would ever go.
But she soon started hearing from friends who enjoyed the trail access and wanted a place to stay. Randulik and her husband started renovating with the bed and breakfast in mind. The Progress Fund helped as they continued to expand. Now all four Bright Morning houses stay busy with overnight guests.
I don't have a number, but we've had night after night after night, and it can be any day of the week.
Kent Spellman is encouraged by the results of the Progress Fund. He's pushing for this kind of development along West Virginia's abandoned train tracks, too.
I'm a consultant with the Rails to Trails Conservancy out of Washington, D.C.
Spellman has spent most of his life in West Virginia. He says some communities are suffering from something like post-traumatic stress disorder because of the loss of industry in recent decades.
Their future, too often, in southern West Virginia, but also in many northern West Virginia communities, has been determined by that big extractive industry, or that big steel mill, or that big chemical company. Those things are going away, and it's, I think, a time for us in rural Appalachia to start understanding that we have to take responsibility for our future ourselves.
Spellman is currently focused on completing a 230-mile rail trail from Parkersburg to Morgantown, hooking up with the Great Allegheny Passage into Pittsburgh. He sees rail trails as the new Main Street, the place where people walk their dogs and talk with neighbors. He says the cycling tourism is important and can showcase the beauty and livability of West Virginia, but it's really just a means to build a broader economy.
And if we get just a small percentage of the people who come through our communities to be thinking down the road about maybe that would be a good place to rear a family. Maybe that would be a good place to bring my small business. That is the goal of tourism.
Mary Popovich agrees. She's the mayor of West Newton and today sits at a beautifully renovated downtown building looking out onto the Youghiogheny. She says thanks to the trail and the economic development around it, there's excitement in her old coal town. Even the elementary school that almost closed is now seeing increased enrollment.
There's a lot of houses that are getting sold to young families. This is how you help your community grow in numbers, and then you're going to get more businesses.
The Progress Fund has invested a lot in West Newton, hoping other former coal towns will look here and start reimagining their futures as trail towns. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.